I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
Good news for waterfowlers. Minnesota's breeding duck population jumped 63% this spring, offering hunters reason for optimism. We'll examine the numbers and what they could mean for this fall when we return. But first,
you know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
Welcome back. According to the Minnesota DNR Spring Survey, the state's breeding duck population increased 63% from last year to nearly 679,000 birds. That's the highest estimate since 2019 and slightly above the long-term average. Mallard numbers rose 47%, while blue-winged teal surged 220% after reaching a record survey low just last year. Low water caused teal to migrate right past Minnesota during the spring of 2025, but they came back this year. Several other species, including wood ducks, gadwall, ring-necked ducks, and scaup, also increased. Interestingly, Canada goose numbers declined 23%, but the DNR says goose populations remain stable. The biggest remaining question for waterfowling this fall is duck production. The DNR says it's heard encouraging brood reports, but increasingly dry conditions could have affected habitat and potentially hunting access. The federal survey from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is expected any day and should provide a broader picture of the continental fall migration flight.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.